CliffCentral.com.
Sean Sanders is with us. Sean, we at the moment rely so heavily on you to help us navigate our way through this insane world. Your investments should be changing just like the world. If they aren't, you need to ask yourself why not. It's a market that we've never seen before. And Revex is an intelligent investment platform that allows anyone, anywhere to build a diversified portfolio of bundle of assets in just a few clicks. So let's speak to Sean and find out about what's going on in the market. Sean, good to see you again. Gold hit an 8-year high yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. This is very good news for gold.
Yeah, no, it's very good news. So gold hit $1,815 yesterday, which is, if you look at the price chart, it's quite remarkable because you've seen about a 3% move over the last week, and it's been kind of bouncing around between $1,700 to $1,800. So yesterday's breakout has been a very welcome change. And I guess now it's on to, hopefully higher highs, because, the prior record, which was in 2001, was $1,900. And you've had Goldman Sachs and Citibank analysts come out with expectations of gold doing just that, hitting $2,000 within the next 12 months, which would mean that there's roughly about 20% upside remaining in gold. And, we offer a way to invest in gold through Pax Gold, our tokenized gold offering. And that's been doing really well. That's been tracking gold pretty much move for move. And we offered that risk-free promotion last month, which meant that there's a few thousand customers that are sitting in Pax Gold currently that have just finished that promotion. And hopefully they've benefited further from this upward move.
It's amazing. I'm looking at the charts for gold at the moment. It's such a great story because it's an upward. The curve is just great. It's nice to see this because obviously, who doesn't want their investments to go up? And it's great to see if you have a little bit of gold that was a very good buy at the time. And do you reckon it'll keep going in that direction? Do you agree with those experts you were just talking about?
Well, gold will bounce around. We are in really volatile times. It could go down 5%. It could move up 5%. But I think the upward trend will continue over the longer term. And that's what we advocated Revex, which is to say, look 5 or 10 years out. Really take that sort of position with gold because you've seen so much money printed from central banks this year. Just that sheer force, that debasement of global currencies by having more dollars in circulation. And Gareth, we've spoken about this during the show so many times before. But just by having so much more money in circulation around the world, the real world assets, the properties, the likes of gold, silver, even Bitcoin, those prices tend to then be pushed upward because there's more physical or more fiat currency. So dollars, rands, pounds, et cetera, floating around the world. And that's a big driving force for gold going forward. So yes, I would definitely agree with the analysts.
Well, I think it's very exciting for gold, but that's not the only thing that's doing well at the moment. Crypto is looking good and you guys offer crypto bundles. So what are they? How have they been doing?
Yeah, so they've been doing really well. I'll quickly run through our three main bundles. So, we've spoken about this before on the show, but we've got ready-made bundles, and these give you diversified exposure to the crypto market.
Right.
Our top 10 bundle, which gives you exposure to the top 10 cryptocurrencies, is up 12% over the last 30 days, which is pretty good, and is up 65% year-to-date, which outperforms all major stock markets. And I don't know, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, but the NASDAQ was at all-time highs. It came crashing down, and now it's back at all-time highs with Tesla increasing, like 4 or 5 times year-to-date. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
Anyway, that's our top 10 bundle.
I was looking at
smart contract.
At all these guys who on the stock market have just, like Jeff Bezos, he's at an all-time high in terms of his personal fortune. Elon Musk as well, yeah. They've taken, COVID's done wonders for them.
Yeah, it has. If you look at the Russell 2000, which tracks, the 2000 largest companies in the US, which then incorporates a lot of the smaller players, still big companies, listed companies, but bigger, small companies, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's completely underperformed versus the NASDAQ or the S&P 500. It's like night and day. It's looking at two different charts entirely. One's going down and the other two are going to record highs. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ have gone post pre-COVID levels. That's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But anyway, so back to our bundles. The smart contract bundle is up 10% over the last month and then up 85% year to date. And there's been two cryptocurrencies within that have done exceptionally well, which have been Ethereum and Cardano. So those are the the smart contract cryptocurrencies that are looking to kind of provide a new way of sort of interacting with each other, a more decentralized peer-to-peer way. And I know that this is, you know, this is a bundle we get a lot of questions on because it is the top performing bundle and people just don't quite get what decentralized networks mean and what's the difference versus the centralized systems that we have today.
Well, I'm happy to hear that about Ethereum because I've been, you know, I bought some Ethereum, what was it, 6 years ago or whatever it might be, and it hasn't really moved a lot. And then suddenly it picks up some acceleration and you get excited and then it goes back down. And that's a roller coaster that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, when you're not looking at the likes of Bitcoin or Litecoin and you're looking at the likes of Ethereum or Cardano or EOS, I mean, these are very network driven. So the more people that are building decentralized applications, and I mean, just take the word decentralized, forget I ever said that because that's what seems to confuse a lot of people. But when you build applications on top of these networks, that's what drives these networks' values and the price changes as well. And you're seeing this very big move into DeFi or decentralized finance, which could be like, you know, you, Gareth, giving me a loan directly without a bank being involved, or being able to, you know, provide a variety of different financial services directly to people across the world. And that's super exciting. And that's something that's been driving Ethereum and Cardano and the other smart contract-oriented cryptocurrencies. And then, yeah, other bundle is the payment bundle that's flat, month on month, and it's up 55% year to date. So we've got, you know, our bundles have been doing really well over the last 6 months or so, and it's been a good year for crypto in general. And I think, you know, you're still looking at Bitcoin being quite well off its all-time high. I mean, it's at about 50% of its all-time high today. And year to date, I mean, it's at the moment about $9,300. And, you know, just 2 months ago, it was back up to $10,000. So I suspect that Bitcoin will kind of track what is going on in the gold and the stock markets. It'll probably bounce around with an upward trend over the longer term.
Very good. Tell us quickly, what is the importance of diversification in all of this when it comes to crypto investing? You mentioned your three bundles, but why is it important to be diversified and not to just be in one cryptocurrency, for example?
Yes, I suppose it's the same as investing in stocks. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket or pick one stock. So it's exactly the same with cryptocurrency. And the big difference really is that this is an asset class that's only been around for a decade. And that's really not a long time in the world of investing. I mean, stocks have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Bonds have been around for ages. Gold has been around for thousands of years. So when you're looking at an asset class that's only got a 10-year track record, and you know, then you're trying to pick individual winners, whether that be Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, you name it, you just don't know. And you know, they say that the first step to having wisdom is actually understanding that you don't know that much, right? And that's essentially the same approach with our crypto bundles. You're saying, well, let's rather take a diversified investment into this market. And just like what's happened over the last while, I mean, you saw Cardano, a top 10 cryptocurrency, increase about 50% this last week. It's bouncing between about 40 and 50% return. And that's just because of a few big announcements around it. And if you had picked Ethereum over Cardano, you would obviously miss out on those sort of gains. And that's the big benefit, I suppose, of diversifying across these different cryptocurrencies. Because when these winners do come through over the long term, you know, you automatically are going to hold them in one of our bundles. And that's probably the biggest benefit that our bundles can offer, not just the diversification, but the fact that every single month we'll update your holdings to reflect the latest market movements.
So currency-wise, what are you thinking at the moment? This isn't something that that we usually ask you because it's not an area that you guys are necessarily the most active in. But I know you pay attention to the macro indicators. And I know that the Rand has really, this year has not been great for the Rand. And last year wasn't either. Frankly, it's been on a downward slide for a long time. But in terms of the dollar and what's going on in the U.S. economy at the moment, how do you feel about currencies generally?
So people seem to get caught up. And I mean, I've done a fair amount of currency trading over my career. I mean, my past job, we had to hedge rather large portfolios. We needed to understand what the risks are around currencies.
Yeah.
And I personally, and this is my own personal opinion, certainly not financial advice, but I personally see the dollar depreciating over the coming years. I see the euro appreciating, so increasing in value. And yeah, the reason really is that Europe's been a little bit more hammered. over the last decade than the US. The US has kind of been the poster child of stock market success, and you've seen a lot of money move into the US and out of Europe. And I personally see that there'll be a bit of a rotation back into Europe. So that's going to be one factor driving the euro. The pound has got a big question mark behind it because, God, I mean, why are we going to go with a pound with Brexit and everything? I mean, that's quite a big mess at the moment. And then South Africa, really, the Rand trades as a proxy for emerging markets. I mean, currency traders around the world, which are the guys that really move this market and determine the value of the Rand relative to the dollar, the pound, or the euro, they simply go, listen, it is risk on or it's risk off. People are moving into stocks. People are excited about investing in China, India, Russia, you name it, and they invest in the Rand. Mm-hmm. And that pushes the Rand's price up or down. And, you know, we want to sit here and go, okay, no, it's our politics that are determining where the Rand's going. Like, sure, that's maybe something that's happening in the background, but it's actually, you know, it's a story that's much bigger than just South African politics. So where do we see the Rand going? Unfortunately, the Rand's going to structurally decline year on year. We've got a higher inflation rate than what you see in the US or in Europe or in the United Kingdom. It probably will strengthen a bit further over the short term. I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to come back down to 12 Rand to the dollar or something, but it could, you know, move a further 5 or 10%. And then longer term, unfortunately, you're going to see the Rand, you know, structurally decline. It's just kind of the way that, you know, inflation works.
This is precisely why we have you on every week, to help us figure out better places to put our money. Because if you keep it in Rands, all you're going to see is a decline in your overall portfolio value, right?
Yeah. And I guess, you know, unfortunately, South Africa is not exactly in the best position. We don't have a sort of momentum on our side. We've got to kind of turn that corner at the bottom of the chart and start seeing some indicators come through that goes, hey, listen, unemployment is decreasing rather than increasing. You need to start seeing people go like, hell, South Africa is actually a good investment destination. Well, hell, even take a step back from that. South Africa is just a good holiday destination again.
Right.
Like, there's the crime rates aren't insane and stuff. Those are the sort of things which need to change. And then that filters through to the rest of the system.
All right. We've talked some macroeconomics today, and there's lots of great advice in there, but I'm very excited for people who have been investing in gold and crypto over the last while, because you're starting to see some real returns and we're starting to see some value generating in our portfolios there, which is terrific. Make sure that you sign up with Revex. You've missed out on some upside already, but it's never too late, right, Sean? Do it now, because now is the best time to start investing.
Totally. Get started with 500 Rand. You can head over to www.revex.com. There's no sign up fees. There's no monthly fees. The only fees we charge is a 1% transaction fee when you buy or when you sell your asset. So it is as easy as it gets when it comes to investing.
Right. Very, very good. Thank you so much.
Brilliant, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you. Very good. Sean Saunders, everybody, and Revex.com. If you want to go and have a look at what they're up to, go and sign up. As he said, he's upfront about what they charge, and you know that that's what you're in for. But it's just an amazing time to be involved in all of this, because it's watching money either grow or decline, hopefully not decline, but you see your money grow, you see it go in different directions, and you see what the world market really, if you don't understand this stuff, if you don't have skin in the game, it's all just other people talking, and it never becomes anything that you care about or are interested in. So start paying attention and start doing it because you actually have some money in the market. CliffCentral.com.